CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning. Oh, Ari's not in today, but she's still connected through the desk.
Oh, isn't that dedication?
It is dedication. Good work.
So thank you.
You're about to board a plane, is that right?
I am. I'm about to board a plane to Melbourne. That plane then in Melbourne will take me to Adelaide. Going home, players.
How's things at the airport? I've never been to the Devonport Airport.
Have you never been to the Devonport Airport? Oh, you're missing out, Ads. You are missing out.
How's it looking there?
It's looking pretty packed, to be honest. I mean, there's only ever really one flight out per time.
Mm.
But, I mean, it's pretty busy. The flight is completely booked out.
Classic sounds of the airport too, people banging those coffee things. Is that what that is?
Yep.
Yeah, classic.
Yep, that sure is.
So your flight's due to leave in 2 minutes?
Yeah, in a couple minutes. I reckon it might be a little bit longer than that. No one's starting to line up yet, but it's all happening.
Right. Well, best of luck and best wishes on your trip. Today on the show, just so you know what's happening without you, Tim Watt is the director of Jibber Australia about their Smashed program. It's a program they take it to schools. It launched here in Tassie this week. It's about underage drinking and deterring the youths from underage drinking, you see.
Okay, gotcha. Good to have in the schools. Very good.
And you're going to miss out on Sarah Hurst, Cancer Council Taz.
Oh, I love Sarah. That's okay. I'll see her on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly, for Relay for Life at Penguin. She's also going to tell us how Circular Head went. So, big show you're missing.
FOMO, but I'll catch you when I get into Melbourne.
Oh, really? What time?
Maybe.
What time are you expected in Melbourne?
The flight's not very long, Adam.
I know.
It's like a 40-minute flight. So I'll catch you in an hour.
Yeah. How long do you have to wait there before you go to Adelaide?
Not very long. Probably an hour.
Oh, maybe we can squeeze a couple of talk breaks out of you, eh?
Oh, maybe.
Have a fun trip. Safe flying. This is Ed Sheeran, Ari.
Thanks.
6:09. Every time you
come around. Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Yesterday on the program, we were getting you to name things that were cheaper than a tank of fuel, and Mysterious Mel called with this to say.
I was thinking it'd probably be cheaper just to buy bus tickets and jump on the bus.
Yep.
Oh, well, it would be way cheaper.
Per litre.
And shortly after that, the Tasmanian government announced all public bus services will be free from the 28th of March, which is next Monday. So I think Mel did that. I think that was Mel. But from next Monday for 5 weeks, public bus services in the entire state are going to be free. So we're asking today at CFM Tasmania on Facebook, or you can give me a call at 1300 655 922. Will you switch to the bus for that 5 weeks instead of driving? The bus isn't ideal, but just think of how much money you can save with the free trip. Now, I get in here about 5 o'clock, so I don't really have a bus option on getting to work. But if I did, I may consider it. That's a lot of money you could save, especially if I do live close to the station too. If I lived further away, had to drive further. Bus, the amount of money you save there with the high price of fuel right now could be significant. What do you think? Or do you have any other solutions that maybe the government could step in and make things easier for people? 1300 655 922 if you do, or you can comment on the post at CFM Tasmania. If you do, give me a call with some ideas or your thoughts about taking the bus instead. I do have a double pass. Well, I actually have two double passes to the wider earth to give away today. It's about a young, rebellious Charles Darwin told through puppets by the Dead Puppet Society. It's happening at the Parnapple Arts Centre the 7th and 8th of April. If you'd like that instant win, just give me a call, 1300 655 922. Will you be taking the free bus from next Monday for 5 weeks instead of the car to save a bit of cash?
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Usually quite early in the show, Ari and myself do 5 second rule. But my co-host, Ari, she's not in. She's currently on a plane to Melbourne as we speak. We did hear from her in the first talk break at the airport, crossed live. We may hear from her live from Melbourne Airport before she makes her way to Adelaide. But we do 5 second rule where you've got 5 seconds to name three things that are on the card in front of us. She's left one for me, which doesn't quite work in the same way because you're supposed to do it in 5 seconds. And she's written her answer on the paper, so I have no way of knowing if she did this in 5 seconds or not. But she's left a card here that says, in 5 seconds, name three big heads or show-offs. And she said on the paper, Ari's answer is on the back of the paper. Turn the paper around. The back of the paper says her answer is Adam, Jerry and Lee Dixon. How insulting. But then she goes on to say, just joking, me, myself and I.
I am the hype.
Could be more accurate. Thanks, Ari.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Alrighty, I've got three clips to play. Only one of them is Jennifer Lopez. Can you guess which one is Jennifer Lopez at 1300 655 922? If you can, if you're correct, you'll go into the draw to win a double pass to the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. That'll get drawn on Friday for Prize Giving Friday. Also, I've got an instant win for you. A double pass to the Wider Earth about a rebellious young Charles Darwin told with puppets from the Dead Puppet Society. It's happening at the Parnapple Arts Centre in Devonport next month, the 7th and 8th of April. You'll instantly win that double pass if you're correct here. So there you go. You could win two prizes. You could be drawn Friday and win that. All right, here's our three clips. This is clip A. Is this Jennifer Lopez?
I learned a lot about food, a lot about herbs, a lot about the body, a lot about energy.
Or is it B?
I was very, very in love, and I would sneak out occasionally.
Or is it C?
See, the thing about Latin music is that every country has their own sound.
A, B or C, which one is Jennifer Lopez for an instant win and to go into the draw for the double pass to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens? Here's the clips again. This is A.
I learned a lot about food, a lot about herbs, a lot about the body, a lot about energy.
This is B.
I was very, very in love and I would sneak out occasionally.
And this is C.
See, the thing about Latin music is that every country has their own sound.
Only one of those three clips is Jennifer Lopez. Which one is it? Tell me at 1300 655 922. Remember, you can have a stab in the dark. You got a 1 in 3 chance of winning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
That's TLC on CFM. We are playing this.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Brittany from Burnie is on. Just before we play Who Dat, Brittany, do you think you might switch from a car to a bus when they become free next week?
Possibly not. I only live 2 minutes away from work and I can work between both my jobs with parking in the one spot that's free in Burnie. So
yeah, I'm the same. I live pretty close to the station, so it's not that taxing on fuel as it is. So yeah, I'm with you. And plus, I start too early. But yeah, thanks for your thoughts on that. You want to play Who Dat?
Yes.
All right, let's play. I'm going to give you the three clips again. You tell me which one's Jennifer Lopez. Here's clip A.
I learned a lot about food, a lot about herbs, a lot about the body, a lot about energy.
This is B.
I was very, very in love, and I would sneak out occasionally.
And this is C.
See, the thing about Latin music is that every country has their own sound.
All right, Brittany, which one of those three is J-Lo?
I believe it's B.
I was very, very in love, and I would sneak out occasionally.
That's correct, Brittany. You a J-Lo fan?
Yes, I watch all the movies.
Ah, nice. Well, you recognised her. You found it easy, did you?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice one. Clip A was Left Eye Lopez from TLC, who we just heard there. C was Gloria Estefan. But correct with B, that was J-Lo. So you're in the draw to win a double pass to the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. Plus, I'll instantly give you the double pass to Wider Earth, the Charles Darwin story told through puppets, happening at the Parnapple Arts Centre next month in Devonport. Cheers, Brittany.
Awesome. Thank you.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
All right, the 23rd of March today. Let's have a look at it. It was on this day in 1839 that the term OK first appeared.
OK.
It first appeared in the Boston Morning Post. One explanation states that it came from all correct, but with jocular misspelling. OK, all correct, but spelt wrong? That's one theory. So I suppose it's not confirmed where it even comes from, but it first appeared in a document on this day in 1839. On this day in 1936, Ampol, Australia's first public petrol company, was established. It's short for Australian Motorists Petrol. On this day in 1998, Titanic won 11 Oscars.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
Equaling the record set by a film called Ben-Hur in 1959, the record was then equaled again in 2003 by Lord of the Rings Return of the King. On this day in 2006, the Xbox 360 went on sale in Australia. And it was on this day the next year, in 2007, that the PlayStation 3 launched in Australia. And that's today in history. What did you think of that, Ari?
Oh,
Wow.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Just me, Adam, in this morning. Ari is right now, as we speak, in the air, in an airplane. The very first talk break of the show at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, we heard from her live from the Devonport Airport. And you could hear the coffee thing banging in the background. So maybe we'll check in with her when she lands in Melbourne. Can't guarantee it, though. We'll see what happens. But today we're asking at CFM Tasmania on Facebook, or you can give me a call, 1300 655 922. Will you switch the car for the bus next week? So from Monday next week, for 5 weeks, the Tassie government have announced that public buses will be free. So do you think you might switch the car for the bus? I know bus isn't always ideal, but it could save a lot of money, especially in a five-week period. That could really come in handy, that extra money. What do you think? Give me a call, 1300 655 922 with your thoughts, or if you've got any other suggestions of how the government can help out with the current fuel situation. Also, dog news is on the way as well. It's always a good time here at CFM. This is Good Time by Al City and Carly Rae Jepsen. It's 7:09. Good morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Today on our Facebook page, at CFM Tasmania, we're asking you, do you think you'll switch the car for the bus next week? So from Monday next week, for 5 weeks, the Tassie government have announced that all public buses in the state will be free for 5 weeks. Do you think that'll make you ditch the car for the bus for those 5 weeks? Andrea said, if they had a bus from Ambleside to Latrobe, I would, but they don't, and it's quicker to walk than to get a bus to Devonport than to Latrobe. There is talk in the community of some people that want to see the ferry from East Devonport to Devonport become free. That's another thing that they could make free to ease the issue of petrol prices, make that free, and then grab the bus from Dev to Latrobe. That could be a solution there if they made that ferry free. Kylie said, great for those with access to the public transport system, but for those who live in small rural towns, it's of no help. That's a good point. Nicole said, I would if they ran more frequently. It's hours between some of the bus times. That's a good point too. And maybe even after the 5 weeks when they're not free, this is a good reason to increase the frequency of the buses and maybe more bus stops, because there may be more people needing the bus when fuel is as expensive as it is. Robin said, yes, I will be, but Robin's driving the buses. Heath said no, because it doesn't stop in Coiba. Well, Heath, again, is a good reason to get a bus stop out there in Coiba. And Mitchell reckons it's the government trying to spread COVID around. At CFM Tasmania on Facebook to have your thoughts known, or 1300 655 922. That's how you reach me on the telephone.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Dog news. Well, a wife has perfectly demonstrated the relationship advice: cat people should marry cat people and dog people should marry dog people, by giving away her husband's dog while he was on what he claimed was a work trip. Now, she's taken to Reddit's Am I the A-hole thread to confess, explaining she and her husband had been together for 3 years and married for 2 years. They also share an almost one-year-old son. She said, we bought the dog together, but it was entirely my ex's responsibility, if that makes sense, she explained on Reddit. He does all the work, but we jointly paid for her. 4 months ago, her husband disappeared for 45 days without any warning. She said he travels for work. He's a journalist, so it's not uncommon to see him leave for a week or so here and there, but never for this long and never without notice. He was unreachable the entire time, she explains. She says when he returned, he said he'd flown to Italy for work and claimed his mobile phone had been stolen, so he couldn't contact her. He worked for 3 days and decided to just stay there and bicycle across the entire city of the entirety of the country, Italy. He took a vacation, basically, she says. I thought he was a missing person or even dead. They eventually separated and will soon divorce. She said he's not welcome back home. But she says during the second week of his absence, she was so angry that she gave his dog away to a stranger. She said, I did all the background checks and all that, but it did go to a stranger. She said, I don't like dogs, don't have time to care for any pets, and it wasn't my responsibility. So I gave her away to people who could take better care of her. Her ex is livid, apparently. But she says she doesn't care about his feelings. And then she asked Reddit for their feedback. Is she the a-hole in this situation? And what do you think, listening? Is she the a-hole in this situation? Reddit user said her husband being livid about the dog being given away is laughable. If he cared about the dog so much, he never would have gone off the grid like that. It's telling he cares more about the dog being gone than missing out on vital moments of his baby's early development. Another Redditor said, I'm so sick of hearing these stories where a married couple get a dog, but only one of them wants it and promises to take on the responsibility while the other essentially ignores the animal. And if he cared so much about the dog, he wouldn't have abandoned it and his wife and child, another agreed. If I had a prize, I would give it to you, said the Redditor. So what do you think? Who's the a-hole in the situation? I'm always worried about the dog in the situation. As long as the stranger was nice and they did the background checks and maybe the dog's happier with this stranger, as the husband's not there to look after it anyway and the wife doesn't want the dog, maybe the dog's better off in this situation. But who is the a-hole in the situation? Is it possible that they're both a-holes?
No, I just want a dog.
That's dog news.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog, dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Word Sanger.
Something.
All right, our word machine and supreme gentleman Theo is going to give you two words. You've got to guess the word that goes in the middle to make up the word Sanger. If you're correct, you'll go into the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. That'll get drawn on Friday for Prize Giving Friday. Plus, I'll give you an instant double pass to the wider earth. It's an award-winning drama about a rebellious young Charles Darwin. It's happening at the Paranapple Arts Centre in Devonport, the 7th and 8th of April, being put on by the Dead Puppet Society. You'll win that instantly if you get this right. All right, Theo, what are our words today?
Your words for today are fun and stop.
Fun and stop are our words. Do you know the word that goes in the middle at 1-300-655-922? Fun something, something stop. We're looking for that something that goes in the middle. Fun something, something stop. If you think you know what that something is, give me a call, 1-300-655-922. You're going to the draw for the $150 to Jensen's Quality Metalworks, and the double pass will be yours, if you're correct, to the wider earth. Fun something, something stop. What's the something at 1-300-655-922?
Word Sanger.
Something.
Wayne from Strawn. How's things down in Strawn, mate?
Oh, not quite there yet. I've just left Devonport, but I'm just driving to work.
Yeah, right. So that's a big drive. Is that going to be hard on your fuel?
Yeah, it is bloody hard on the fuel, man. It takes me about 2.5 hours, and luckily I've got a wee Captiva that's good on the fuel.
Yeah, okay. Well, best of luck with it all, Wayne. You ready to play Word Sanger?
Yeah, I'm ready for Word Sanger.
All right, mate. Theo will give you the words again.
Your words for today are fun and stop.
What's that middle word, Wayne?
Oh, is it bus?
The word for my Sanger is bus. Fun bus.
All righty.
Bus stop.
It is, Wayne. Great work, mate.
Awesome stuff.
You're in the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Plus, I'll give you the double pass to the wider earth, the Charles Darwin story at the Paranapple Arts Centre. Do you spend much time in Devonport? You're from Strawn, or?
Yeah, no, I do week on, week off, so 6 months a year in Devonport, 6 months a year in lovely Strawn.
Right, and so do you drive for work?
Yeah, drive every week.
Yeah, so I suppose switching to a bus isn't really an option for you, is it? Plus, the bus is down to Strawn. I don't suppose there's too many.
Oh, the bus is going down every day, but
is it?
A bit of a chore with all my gear I've got to take.
Yeah. All right, Wayne, really appreciate it. Congrats. That double pass is yours, and you're in the draw for the $150.
Excellent, thanks for that.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Smashed Live is a global alcohol education program dedicated to reducing underage alcohol consumption, and it's launching in Tassie schools this week. It's actually launching here on the northwest coast first. So the first school to host the tour in Tassie was Marist Regional College in Burnie this Monday. Now, this is facilitated by Gibber Australia, and on the phone with me is the director of Gibber Australia, Tim Watt. Morning, Tim, and can you tell us about Smashed Live? What is it?
Yes, SMASHED is a preventative program dedicated to breaking the culture of underage drinking and reducing alcohol-related harm in young people. Basically, we want to equip young people with the skills, the knowledge, and the confidence to make informed, responsible choices when it comes to alcohol.
Yeah, and what age range of kids are we talking about?
So we're looking at working with young people from year 8, 9, and 10. As I say, it's a preventative program, so we're trying to get in there before young people get involved in these things, to show them the dangers, the consequences on their lives now, you know, things that can affect them, their relationships, their schoolwork, their health, their safety, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And how do you know that you're getting through to the kids?
So the program is it's a theatre-based program, so we show them a live performance with three professional actors, and we can see from the reaction of the young people that they're engaged straight away in it. You know, it's the characters are the characters that they recognize, it uses language that they use, and then at the end of the program we do an evaluation, and the young people tell us on there how their attitudes have changed, what they thought of the program, and we can tell from that, you know, that they've got the messages and that we are getting through to them.
Yeah, awesome. Have you had much feedback from teachers? How have they been receiving it?
Similar to the students, you know, the teachers kind of really, I think they really welcome us coming into the schools, because what we do is we bring the curriculum to life in a way that they can't do in the classroom. You know, alcohol education is a big part of the health curriculum in schools, so that the young people know the facts, they know everything that the teachers are telling them in the school, but what we do is put it in a real life context, and the teachers give us great feedback. You know, they can see how engaged their students are. And again, they also get evaluated, and they tell us 100% of teachers say they want us to come back and do it for future years. So that speaks for itself, really.
Yeah, and I've heard, I don't know if this is true, that underage drinking is less than it used to be. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's a bit of a myth that people think that all young people are out binge drinking and getting into trouble. And the truth is, in recent surveys, I think it's just over 80% of young people say that they're abstaining from alcohol. So yeah, it is on the decline, but it's important that we stay on the front foot and make sure that we don't rest on our laurels there, and make sure that, you know, those other 20% of young people realise that everyone else isn't doing this and it isn't the right thing to do.
Yeah, and with programs like this, hopefully that stat will get even better, so there's nothing to lose. There's an online component with this as well?
Yeah, so the live show's been going around Australia since 2018, and this year, or back end of last year, we launched SMASHED Online. Obviously, we can't go to every school in Australia with the live performance, but what we can do with the online version is that's available free to every school right across Australia. So we're in Tasmania for the next 2 weeks. We can't cover all the schools in that time, but what we can do is offer them a free resource online. It's the same or a similar program. It's basically it's a cinematic e-learning journey. You know, it uses professional actors in a film environment, similar story to what we do in the live show. It's interactive, and again, it's trying to equip them with the knowledge for them to make informed choices themselves. We have to credit young people with some intelligence, and if we give them the facts, they'll make the right choices.
Yeah, and if there are any youth listening and they don't get this program at their school, what can we tell them? Like, what are the dangers of underage drinking?
We're looking at things, putting themselves in compromising situations, doing things that they wouldn't normally do. When your inhibitions are down, you make bad decisions. It can be as simple as posting things online that you wouldn't normally post there.
Yeah.
And that can affect future career opportunities. You can, you know, ruin relationships. And worst case scenario, I think young people don't understand that actually you can drink so much in one night that you can actually kill yourself.
Hmm.
You can die of alcohol poisoning in one night. You can't get much more serious than that.
Yeah. Sometimes when your inhibitions are down, it feels good, but those inhibitions are there for a reason, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, in the news, they're talking about introducing consent into the curriculum in schools, which I think is a fantastic thing. And it's something we touch on in the program. When you're under the influence of alcohol, you can't give consent to somebody because you don't really know what you're doing. I think it's a really, really serious issue that I think as a society, we've brushed over for a long time, I think, alcohol and the effects that it has on young people. And I think we're really trying to get to the cause of that now and show young people right from an early age, this is what it does, this is the effects it has on you, and is this really what you want for yourself?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for telling us about it, Tim. That's Tim Watt, the director of Jibba Australia, telling us about the Smashed Live program, the global alcohol education program that's launching in Tassie schools here on the Northwest Coast this week. Cheers, Tim.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. We're reaching you in Melbourne, are we not?
Yes, I'm at the Melbourne Airport, and wow, has it been upgraded? The bathrooms, damn.
Really? They're fancy?
They are fancy as. They have done some work to this airport. I'm very impressed.
I haven't been in 3 years on a plane, so I wouldn't know.
Well, you're missing out, Ads. You are missing out. Like, I mean, I'm going back to the bathrooms I just went in to take a photo to share with you.
Right.
Because it's seriously so fancy.
Well, are we going to see that? We're going to see that in the CFM socials or what?
Yeah. Good. You know what? I'll go take a selfie in the bathroom for you.
Perfect. Well, I'll be there this time next month, so I finally will be taking a plane ride once again, like the old days.
Oh, it has been a long time, hasn't it, Ads?
It has.
Too long.
Today we're asking on our Facebook page, Ari, at CFM Tasmania. You would have missed all this. You've been in the air. But we're asking, are people going to switch the car for the bus?
Oh, you know me, Ads. I'm materialistic. I can't bring myself to catch buses. They scare me a little bit, so I will still drive my car personally. But if it's for content, I may catch a bus.
Ah, good work. Well, Joshua has made a good point. He said, not a practical solution for those that are actually heavily affected by the extortionate fuel prices and need their vehicles for business, work, or they live in the urban areas where there aren't as many public transport options.
So true. Or if the hours that you're work, the buses don't run.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't help either.
And Heather has stuck up for the people who already catch the bus. She said, I just hope the people who already rely on buses can still get a seat.
Yes, very true. Very true, Heather.
Yeah. All right, Ari, you might have to free up the line because we are going to check in with the street team next. We have Takesha. She's going to be at the Pulp Shop in South Burnie, and Renren is going to be here at CFM HQ 2 Hillcrest
She's got
Road.
Lots of goodies as well, so I'll leave you to it. Bye, y'all.
Have fun up there, Ari. This is Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. More like Party in Tullamarine, am I right? CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
More like Party on the streets of the Northwest Coast.
Love, love, love.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
Alrighty, let's go to you first, Renna. Where are you? What you got and what you playing?
It's a party in Devonport.
That's right.
Morning. I'm here at 2 Hillcrest Road in Devonport at our radio station just in the street. And to celebrate Bossman's Jelly's love, let's all say this is a challenge today. You're just going to say, hey, Jerry, love, love, love.
Nice.
Love, love, love. Come and see me this week as well and be on the draw to win a $50 voucher this Friday, all thanks to Gloss Boss Detailing, your detailers on the coast. On board there will be CFM show bags with drinking bottles, thanks to Optus Devonport and, of course, our Crips Master Love Baking for Tasmanians since 1878. Good morning, guys. It's the CFM Cruiser out and about, powered by Harvey Norman Devonport. I already have my friends here. They're going to say, hey, Jerry, love, love, love.
Hey, Jerry, love, love, love.
Ah, I love
hey
it.
Hey, Jerry, love, love, love.
Yes.
Oh, Jerry, love, love, love.
Oh, thank you, Rena.
Better take off my shirt.
There he is. All right, Takesha, where are you? What you got and what you playing?
Good morning, Adam. This morning I'm out at the Pulp Shop in South Burnie, just across from Bunnings. And all I'm asking is that you flip a bottle. That's all. Flip it, land it, drop it on the ground, let it roll away. I don't care. Come along and play for your chance to get some freebies. I've got flavoured milk, thanks to Better Milk. I've got free coffee vouchers for the Pulp Shop. I've got stickers and I've got fresh bread, thanks to Crips Master Loaf, of course. I've also got temporary tattoos from Burnie Volkswagen. So come along, play with me and the team here at the Pulp Shop. Denise and Dean are ready to play with you as well. So come along and play. I'm out in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
Thanks, guys.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1300 655 922.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday.
birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
All right, birthday shout-outs for the 23rd of March. These have been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au, through our CFM birthday book. So they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. Marquee, photo booth, lots more. We'll draw that on Friday for Prize Giving Friday. Happy birthday today for Rebecca Johnson from Ulverston. Happy 44th birthday, Beck. Cooper Gould from Ulverston. Happy 9th birthday, Cooper. We hope you have the best day. Love you, big guy. From Mum, Dad, Charlie and Lincoln. Another one for Cooper Gould from Ulverston. Happiest of birthdays to you, Super Duper Cooper. Lots of love always, Auntie Bianca, Jed, Madison, Kyron, Kiana, Melanie and Benjamin. And we have Maya Evans from Upper Burnie. Happy 7th birthday, beautiful girl. Hope you have a great day. Love, Nan and Tim. Another one for Maya Evans from Upper Burnie. Happy birthday, Maya. Love, Mama. Evie from Devonport. Big happy 10th birthday, Evie. Have a great day on this special birthday. Lots of love, Mum, Nana, Pop and all your cousins. And another one for Maya Evans from Burnie. Happy birthday, Bub. I hope today is just as special as you are. We hope you enjoy your new four-wheeler. Love, Mum, Dad and Riley. And we have Jiren Flannery from Ulverston. Happy 16th birthday, Jiren. Lots of love, Mum, Dad, Kirby, Braden, Cohen and your little sister, Tani J. Hope you have a great day. Jiruni, it says. Have a great day, Jiruni. Cooper Gould, another one for you from Devonport. Happy birthday to the best soccer star I know, Cooper Gould. We hope you have the best day. Go Tigers. Lots of love, Melissa and Jake. And another one for Jiren Flannery from Ulverston. Happy 16th birthday. Love always, Auntie Linda, Brentera and Joey. And Stella Austin from Burnie. Happy 13th birthday, Stella, all the way from Hobart. Wishing you the best day. Thanks for all the happy moments together. Love from Rihanna. Remember, if you know someone having a birthday, you can register it at cfmtaz.com.au for a shout-out at 20 past 8, plus a chance to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. Here's Barnsley.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Martin in the newsroom sent me through a little bit of audio here, released by Bob Rivers. Now, this was back in the mid-2000s. I'll set the scene for you. It was around 2004. There was war in the news. There was a strange SARS virus coming out of China. Very different time. And motorists were worried about petrol prices because they'd just hit over a dollar a litre. So Bob Rivers released this parody of a Beatles song, and it's just as relevant today with the over $2 a litre that we're dealing with today. There you go, that's Bob Rivers. That was sent to me from Martin Agaton in the newsroom. Thanks for that, Martin. Martin's, sitting over there in the newsroom, ready to go, because news is next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 20 minutes to 9. Whoa, I said 20 minutes to 9.
Take it to the
colours. La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it! Ooh, Ari would be getting stuck into me right now for that one. All right, Chorus Kings time. Your chance to call up, have a sing for your chance to win. You will go into the draw for a $50 Leading Edge electronics voucher. If you get the line correct, we play you a snippet of a song, you give us the next line. If you're correct, you go into the draw for that Leading Edge electronics voucher. For Leading Edge Electronics, local just like us, the phone number's 1300 655 922. Here's your line. You'll be falling in love. Oh, oh, oh. And then what's the next bit? At 1300 655 922. And then what? Tell me at 1300 655 922 to go into the draw for the $50 voucher to Leading Edge Electronics. Here it is again. You'll be falling in love. Oh, oh, oh. 1300 655 922 with the next bid.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Take them to the chorus. La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it! Laura Kate from Devonport, just before we play Chorus Kings, are you a car driver?
Yeah, I am. I'm pulled over.
I was just going to ask, do you think you may switch to the bus when they're free from next week for 5 weeks, or are you going to stick with the car?
Maybe stick with the car.
Yeah? A bit easier?
Yeah, a bit too impatient for that.
Yeah, I know. It does take a bit longer, doesn't it? Yeah, it takes a bit of patience. Yeah, I feel you. All right. Here's your line. You give me the next line. And then you're the Chorus King. Simple as that. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, here it is. You'll be falling in love. Oh, oh, oh. Go for it.
Can't live for the girls. We're unforgettable. Daisy Duke's bikini on
top. Oh, Laura Kate, you're a champion. Great work. You're in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, and we'll let you know on Friday for Prize Giving Friday if you've been drawn.
All right,
thank you. Fantastic.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
With me on the phone is Sarah Hurst from Cancer Council Tasmania. Sarah, how did everything go last weekend with the circular head relay for life?
It was fantastic. Just a one day up there, 12 hours, 10 in the morning till 10 at night. We had over 200 people turn up on the day, which was fantastic. And our preliminary fundraising up there is actually incredible at just over $38,000 so far.
Oh, that's awesome. So you reckon you'll do that out there again next year?
We do every second year in Circular Head,
oh, okay.
So we should be back up there in 2024.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. That's great to know so much was raised too. Definitely worth it then, putting it on out there.
Yeah, fantastic. And teams are still banking. There's lots of little bits and pieces still coming through. So absolutely incredible response from the community up in Circular Head. They absolutely love Relay, so really great to be up there again.
That's great news. And, of course, this upcoming weekend in Penguin, what do we need to know?
Oh, so much to know. We're going to be getting started at 1 o'clock on Saturday and we're going to relay through the night until 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. At the moment, there's over 500 people registered to come along to relay in Penguin, so that's fantastic. 51 teams already registered, but can still register online at relayforlife.org.au until this Wednesday night, after which you can register with me in the office Thursday, Friday, or on the day. You can still come along and register, so it's never too late to be part of Relay.
Yeah, fantastic. And so there'll be one person walking from each team at all times, but what's some of the stuff people can do when they're not walking?
Yeah, when they're not walking, there is so much to do as well. We'll have live entertainment on stage from right after the opening ceremony all the way through until our noise curfew at 11:30 at night. So we'll have the guys out from Ride On Cue Choir, a few performances from Encore Performing Arts. We've got Dance Revolution coming along this year. We've got the wonderful Gina Timms, who will be helping us out with the luminary ceremony and some performance before and after. And a couple of returning people as well. So Daniel Quayle, Daniel Lipkowski, and Caitlin Besnard are all coming back as well, which is fantastic. So action-packed performance lineup, and then we've also got some activities like the transport to treatment race, good old-fashioned cardboard cars that you've got to wear as a representative from your team and race the other teams for glory. So heaps to do while you're not walking.
Yeah, awesome. It really is a fun time. And if people can't make it down but they want to contribute in some way, what else can they do?
Absolutely. So fundraising is the main game for Relay for Life. At this stage, we've raised over $75,000 for the Penguin Relay, which is half our target. $150,000 is what we're aiming for to support Cairns Council Tasmania. So jump online to the relayforlife.org.au website and you can contribute to the event itself. You can sponsor a team or a person if you know someone that is coming along to Relay. And we've also got the fantastic statewide raffle, which is available as well at the moment. So if you jump onto our Facebook page, you'll see all the details to buy a ticket in the statewide raffle, which is $5. And you can win up to $10,000 in prizes. And all funds raised from that stay right here in Tassie to support Cairns Council Tasmania.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Sarah. Can't wait. And see you on the weekend in Penguin.
Looking forward to seeing you out on the track, Adam.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now anywhere you are on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, good morning. No Ari with me, although we have checked in with her a couple of times at a couple of different airports this morning. First, she was in Devonport Airport, then she was in Tullamarine Airport in Melbourne. She's on the way to Adelaide, so it's just me, Adam, with you this morning. We've been talking this morning about whether or not you think you may switch to a bus next week, because starting next week on Monday, for 5 weeks, all public buses in the state will be free. So we're chatting about it on our Facebook at CFM Tasmania. You can comment on the post there. Will you take the free bus instead of driving? A lot of people saying they need to expand the bus stops. More bus stops needed in rural areas especially. They need to be more often. Well, that's something they can permanently change. Even when they're not free, a lot more people may need the bus. So that's something they could work on. Also, people saying that, they work and they drive for work, so the buses won't help with that. I've been taking your calls this morning as well. Brittany earlier said this. Do you think you might switch from a car to a bus when they become free next week?
Possibly not. I only live 2 minutes away from work and I can work between both my jobs with parking in the one spot that's free in Burnie. So.
And I had Wayne from Strawn on as well. Do you spend much time in Devonport? You're from Strawn or?
Yeah, no, I do week on, week off. So 6 months a year in Devonport, 6 months a year in lovely Strawn.
Right. And so do you drive for work?
Yeah, drive every week.
Yeah, so I suppose switching to a bus isn't really an option for you, is it? Plus, the bus is down to Strawn. I don't suppose there's too many.
Oh, the
buses
go down there every day, but
is it?
A bit of a chore with all my gear I've got to take.
And Laura Kate said this.
Maybe stick with the car.
Yeah? A bit easier?
Yeah, a bit too impatient for that.
So it's still worth the extra money, the fuel for Laura Kate. But you can keep them coming in. I'm at 1300 655 922. And the conversation continues on our Facebook page at CFM Tasmania.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
The next round of the AFL starts tomorrow, so there's still time to get your tips in.
The Northwest Coast biggest ever footy tipping competition.
Yeah, if you missed the first round, you can still join up, cfmtas.com.au, and you could still win this round's best tipper. If you do, you'll win $100 cash. If you win the best tipper of the whole season, you get $1,000 cash, and the second best tipper of the season, $500 cash. But here we go, just for being a part of it, even if you're a bad tipper, even if you forget to tip, you could win a brand new 2022 Volkswagen Polo. All thanks to Burnie and Devonport Volkswagen and Sprayton Supermarket, your independent super IGA. So register now, cfmtas.com.au, and get your tips in for round two. It starts tomorrow.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, done for another day. Thanks for being part of it. Thanks, Ari, for being a part of it too. She's not here today, but we have checked in with her a couple of times over the course of this morning at two different airports. So thanks, Ari, for being part of it as well. Takesha, as your workday hits next, followed by Jerry Shears, boss man, for the long lunch.
Better take off my shirt.
No, don't take it off yet, Jerry. It's not your shift just yet. But Jerry has emailed through a few suggestions here on ways to save on fuel. Firstly, chill out when using the aircon. Turn off your engine at traffic lights, he reckons. Plan your itinerary and avoid traffic congestion. Keep your tyres pumped up and at the right pressure. Enforce a bit of a weight limit. Limit the amount of people in the car and clean out any unnecessary weight from the boot. Now, that's a good one for me because I've got a lot of spiders in my boot. I reckon they're weighing me down significantly. I swear there's a family in there. So get rid of them and I'm saving heaps on fuel. I reckon they're weighing me down and costing me heaps. Encourage carpooling. Use cruise control when you can, on those highways perhaps, or just ride a bike. Cheers, Jerry, for those suggestions. He'll be on for the long lunch first. Takesha with your workday hits next. Bye. See you tomorrow morning from 6.